Fat shaming, I guess it's apparently back in vogue, judging by Trump's mockery of a man he thought was protesting him. Told him he had a serious weight problem and pointed him out to the mob in Manchester. Told him to start exercising. I guess it's ironic the guy turned out to be an ardent Trump supporter. Didn't even bother the fellow that his idol had called him out for obesity. Melania is running that anti-bullying program, but apparently hadn't done much to curb her charming husband's propensity for everything from racist tweets to fat shaming. Charity starts in the home, apparently. What interested me about this latest episode from the bully pulpit wasn't the act itself, but the victim's response. He loves his Trump. Best thing that's happened to this country, he claimed to a Fox interviewer. Digest that for a nanosecond or three. He's just been called a fatty by the most powerful man in the world, his president, the guy who claims to be unifying the citizens of this country, the same country he's making great again. And he's unfazed. Unfazed by being singled out for ridicule and shame before an audience of thousands, soon to be millions. Doesn't alter his opinion one little bit. No, sir. Who cares if the powerful use their office to reach down to the little man and kick him in the teeth? If you wonder, as I do, why this creep of a president isn't despised, much less dropping in support, well, here's a peek into the folks who vote for a despot. Some people love the idea of a boot on the neck of their enemies, and apparently they need someone to tell them who their enemies are. Hillary's a crook, says a guy who won't show his tax returns. Send those four foreign-looking women back where they came from, says the fellow whose wife and family are here on bogus visas. Everybody look at that fat slob up in the top row of this auditorium, cries the man in the big suit. Exercise, buddy, shouts the sedentary Fuhrer. Notice how that Muslim woman, who was a Gold Star mother, isn't allowed to speak, growls the guy who evaded the draft with phony bone spurs. I tell you, it's enough to make an intelligent person weep. Fascism looks a lot like this, you ask me, and I know you didn't. It's not just the guy with the megaphone and the daily threats and continuous insults. It's the people who will stick with him, even after he attacks them or what they once held dear. That may be the serious weight problem, and it's got nothing to do with obesity.